Hello, my friends. I'm your radio podcast host for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. Tonight's show, I'm going to do an hour-long broadcast. And I want to speak to you on several subjects tonight. First, I want to speak to you about how we changed in our country and about Congress. And then I want to speak to you about how what you say can hurt others. And then I want to speak a little bit about some local politics in the state of Michigan and how did we get there. Now, I don't know the answers to everything. I don't admit to knowing. Nor do I admit to know to be perfect. I was raised in the South, just a country boy. Now, I wasn't that smart in high school, but I upgraded my education level. But I believe in the Democrat ways of the United States of America and the freedom for which we stand for. Now, I want to say, how did we get socialists, or as they call themselves, DSA, Democrat Socialists of America in the United States United States Congress. One of them is an Arabic Muslim, and he's from the state of Michigan. And the other one is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York. How did he? The ludicrous, ignorant American people in those states come to vote in those districts for these people. Who authorized them to run? And you can bet that they're not American born. Somewhere in line, they came from overseas. Or it'd be Mexico, or it'd be the Middle East. Now, this Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, and Cortez, she makes a mockery of Congress. And we should have been better to know what the Democrats are. They're nothing but hidden socialists, radicals. To me, an Arabic in elected Congress has no rights to be in Congress. Now, what are they going to do? Try to bring down Christianity? Here you got Cortez dancing in the U.S. Congress in her own office. Here she is, 29, young, don't know what she's doing. And in that spirit, and to leave, he has no business being there from get-go. We need people who know and who stand behind President Donald Trump. And here they are blocking the wall to be built or against illegals coming here from Guatemala, Honduras, through Mexico way. I personally think the change in the United States is going about the wrong way. Capitalism has always worked for democracy in the United States. What greater good? Now, granted, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And I know that for a fact. I just heard that the 29 richest people throughout the world have the same amount of richness as all the poor in the United States combined. And let's get the facts right. Most of the rich especially the top billionaires, are in the United States of America. Now, why are we doing something to stop like this tells of the less of motors from building electric cars? Why are we pursuing something better? Why are we putting our money on better things like I had once a back scratcher? You take it and you add a rotating brush on it that massages your back all the way up and down. It runs on batteries, or you can recharge the batteries, or electricity. Now, the water we're using to produce electric cars and having to recharge them is coming from our drinking supply. How many of you believe in this pipe dream of electric cars? How many of you want something better? How many of you would want a car would run on like 7 years without refueling it? Why can't we invest something like that? Because it's like a drug. They're addicted to it and they want to keep you coming back for more. Here's the problem. It's not going to be real. It won't last long. It'll go out before it comes. Now, my friends, I want to speak to you about how the chain reaction of what you say can hurt others. If you go attacking somebody and putting them down, you're bullying. If you go say some name calling, if you go and say somebody is a player and they're not and they got a good reputation worldwide and you're out to just hurt a person, that's not love. That kind of bullying has got to stop. That's an emotional attack on a person. I don't care who the person is. You know, I think about it. It's like you're tying a chain around a car and you're trying to tow it. And it gets tighter and tighter as you keep pulling. You're not going to hang a chain and let loose going down the road and let it drag until you cross the stop sign or red light. But you're going to try to keep that chain tight, towing it, and going all the way down. That's exactly what these bullies are doing to us when they say things that they shouldn't say. They don't think before they say. It's not just happening to adults. It's happening to our kids. It's happening everywhere. It's the persecution that constantly unravels. You know, you can say something, you can damage, it can cause that person to even want to give up. You can cause that person want to end his own life. I'm reminded of a story of this man on Jenny Jones' show years ago, coming on there to profess his love for another man. Other man was married and straight. He didn't have feelings for the man who come to profess his feelings. Now, that man who wound up being on the show, who was straight, wound up going home, committed suicide. Think of yourself. You're on one side of the fence, and there's a chain link fence between you and them. And you're trying to pull them over. Make them do what you want to do. You're emotionally bullying them, emotionally whipping them. You're trying to bring them down to your level. Stop it. Change your ways before it's too late. We, I don't care if you're Canadian, you're Iraqi, I don't care if you're Muslim, if you're New Yorker, if you're Alabamian, or Georgian, or even a Californian, or regardless of what country or island you're from, it's got to work worldwide to change. else, it's an epidemic. It goes on and on. It's an unraveling, non-ending, fundamental radicalism. You're torturing, you're trying to torture others. You might as well take a cigarette and burn them. That's what you're doing emotionally. You might as well take a naked wire and stick it to them. That's what you're doing when you're bullying. Let's stop going after us, the good people. Let's be good to others while we got the chance. And if we're Christians, we need to stop it. We need to change our ways before it's too late. Who are you going to deny if you caught doing that and you died and you lost breath? Believe me, my friends, there's a life beyond this other side. And it's just waiting there for you. It's just waiting there for you to become one of them who will be judged. Let's stop the judging on this earth and leave up the good Lord. Let's stop the judging of others and accept them as they are for who they are. What are you going to do tomorrow? We're supposed to love our fellow men as ourselves. What happened to the golden rule? Do unto others as they would have do unto you. Respect was something you earned and you got back when you respected them. You respected your neighbor. I'm upset about all this that's going on in society. It's not some form of psychiatric ways. It's behavioralism instituted. Behavioralism instituted. Instilled. It's somebody saying it's okay to do that. Now, my friends, it's just like we're going to have two bullies in the U.S. Congress bullying us around, trying to wag their tails to get what they want. A dog comes to you, it barks when it's hungry, or it barks when it wants to go out, and you ask it to shake hands, and it just sits there until it gets what it wants. The Democrat House of Representatives is doing exactly that. They're doing it to us, every American. They're trying to put a stone at your head and bury you there. Are you going to let them bury you? Or do you want them out of Congress? Then why don't you join me? Speak up. Be heard. Let's start doing for a good cause. If a neighbor's house burned and they ask you to come and set some funding for them, you'd do it. You'd look out the window and say, that could be my house. Let's not judge others and say something for what they have lost. It could be your loss tomorrow. What would you do when you wake up and you're in tears tomorrow morning? What would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night and you smelt fire in your house? What would you do if you woke up and you heard a gunshot? Is your child or your husband or your wife being killed by some uninvited, some intruder who has broken into your home? Sure, it happens everywhere. There's evil everywhere. But there is good in us all somewhere. Why don't we give with a caring heart and be a loving people? Why can't we just stop the hatred, and be getting along neighbor to neighbor. Why is it the Muslims want to keep on fighting a war that's ridiculously inflamed by them? Now they want to bring out their United States, our home soils. Every day somewhere in the news you hear of some arrest of where it be, like it was in Britain or France, a bomb exploding somewhere in the way off. Or a Russians arresting somebody out of persecution. I wanted to take over other nations, like the Ukraine, wanted to be democracy. Wanted to be democracy. Look up to the West to set up their democracy. For so long, the Ukraine was under the Soviet Union rule, its authority. The Russians, who were once the Soviet Union, are trying to take back the Soviet Union to make it again a solidified military power. And the Red Army marching, ruin. Here you got the Chinese arresting somebody every day. And yet they don't want knowledge what they do is inhumane before the world. I'm reminded of a story of a missionary just before World War II. Bill Wallace was a great Baptist missionary. Going over to witness the people in China, which China became communist in 1917. Same time Russia had the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, let's get it right. Russia was once ruled by Peter the Great, an emperor. It was no less and no greater than what he is today. Harsh, cruel, killing people, its own people. Instead of allowing freedom in them to speak out. If you didn't serve what the Communist Party wanted you to do, you were killed or imprisoned for hard labor. This is exactly what is happening in the United States. We've been emotionally imprisoned, put into hard labor to do, to break our will, to do what we want, what they want us to do for them. And by allowing, my friends, more Muslims coming over here from Syria, coming over here from Dubai or Yemen or Iran or Iraq, Jordan, even African countries that's Muslim. And they, don't get me wrong, they're in Asia too. You got a lot of Muslims in the Philippines. You got a lot of Asians that's in Malaysia. It's Muslim. Here they want to come over here and tear down our churches we've had for centuries, decades, years, months. They want to destroy our freedom of religion, our freedom of ways of worship, what we believe in. One God for all. One God is the supreme being that rules, that has created mankind. What are we going to do when we become no more? Let's ask ourselves that. What are we going to do? Are we going to depend on man? Continue the rebellion? Continue what we shouldn't be doing? And that's what we should be doing, is we should close our borders, period. China did for ages. China did it. If they can do it, why can't we? We close our... Yes, we were all once immigrants. But here in the United States of America, each city, and slowly, my friends, if you look out over this vast land, farmlands are disappearing or getting smaller day by day. Nowhere to grow crops. Here we want to depend on these organic foods, and nobody knows where they're coming from, or what diseases they got. Do you want that to feed your children and get them diseases too? Organic is not what it's all out to be. I'd rather take a chance. Everything comes with a risk. We take a risk when we go out on the road to walk, just to cross it. We take a risk when getting a vehicle, driving it down the road. But my friends, God gives us common sense to avoid some things. And that is what is trying to tear down our country. And that's bullies, upon bullies, or it be kids fighting in schools, making fun of the nerd who goes to school, or making fun of the accent of a southern person calling a redneck hillbilly. Or where it be making fun of a country boy or a farmer. It continues every day. And we're letting it. We're letting it. We're the cause of this. We're letting it. We're the cause of it because we voted these people who are ignorant, don't know what they're protesting about. It's them who voted these people in. It's the dummies, Oprah Winfrey's, Whoopi Goldberg's, Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin, are the host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, who's radicalizing the United States of America. They don't believe in military and strong defense brings peace. Here, I look at Canada, 65,000 men and women in this army. A nation of 40 million people. 40 million people. And you got a prime minister who spends more time traveling than he does wanting to increase the size of his military for defense of his country. And you got, he spends more time traveling to places like these countries trying to get, like China, let's use that for instance, spends more time trying to get a new economic package going with them rather than keeping it in his own country, Canadian made for Canadian people. That's what we're trying to bring back to the United States of America. American made, American know-how, American power, American dignity, and American respect. That's why I support President Donald Trump in every way I can. I support him because he wants to make America great again. And I believe in that. Ronald Reagan came out with a slogan, if you think about it, in 1980 in the presidential campaign against an incumbent Jimmy Carter, which President Reagan won by a landslide. His slogan was, he asked a question, are you better off? Let's ask ourselves that. Are you better off today? Were you better off under Obama? Do you trust the Democrat Party? Who are socialists? You already had a socialist in there from New Hampshire. Senator Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate. This man had no business even running for president. This man had no business even being in the U.S. Senate. Here you got the same type of problems going on in Canada. I remember just a year ago, actually 2 years ago now, come December, at a mosque in close to Kitchener, Waterloo, of a gunman going in there and killing six Arabic Muslims. Hatred going on there. Canadians don't want them there. And yet the government of Canada, instead of closing the border to them and sending them back to where they came from, exporting them back to Jordan, Syria, Libya, Nigeria, Kenya, all those countries they came from, including the Middle East, allows them in there. Across from the United States into Canada every day. My friends, tighten the grip. Let's call President Donald Trump and tell him we stand behind him. Give a thumbs up. We support the United States of America. Our voices, the voices of the American people, elected President Donald Trump. We are the majority, and we hold the power. Not those who protest. They're just a handful. You hold the numbers, not them. You got those bleeding murder of an innocent baby. For their very minute is conceived in the womb. These people who commit abortions and these people who go overseas to adopt children should be adopting children in the United States of America rather than going to Russia to adopt a child. We got too many children here going through emotional, physical abuse that need to be adopted. We got too many children here in the United States hungered. We need to do for them rather than do for those overseas. We have our own problems. Let's tend to our own pot first before we do for others. Let's do for others overseas last. Let's stop the Muslims from coming over here and wanting to attack the United States. Stop building the temples and shrines that they have. Where they want to take over city blocks and small town blocks and build it. In my hometown of Collisville, Alabama, my friends, it was once white of black people going to town shopping. What was once black of white owned business down there. It's no longer there. All the main street calls of Alabama, every one of the old buildings that's there, taken over by Mexicans. Mexicans are people coming from Central America, South America, taking over the country. They take over the chicken plants, the jobs, once you and I naturalized American-born citizens. Who could have a job? Come in, take it away from us. This is not rhetoric, it's fact. Do you know, my friends, kids in schools at Collisville High School is now majority Hispanic. Very few black Americans or white Americans in that school. I was there just 2 years ago. I know this for a fact. and it still goes on today. The very mountain I used to live on, us and Hispanics moving into there. Farmland disappearing. What do you think of that, my friends? Nothing's going to be country anymore. Nothing's going to be farmland much anymore. Here we depend on growing in greenhouses, not enough food that are grown to produce for the American people. I was talking a few minutes ago about electric cars. You take Cape Town, South Africa, already rationed their water just within this last year. Toward the fall, they did that. What's going to happen when the lake the levels go down and their drinking water dwindles? California, because of forest fires, lacked rainwater in the greatest drought ever in that state's history. The drought continues in the summer. No rain much. Watch this summer, my friends. Watch what happens in 2018. Growth is happening too fast and nowhere to go. In cities, like here, Port Huron, no room much between you and your neighbor. That's how jammed up the houses are. You used to have more room in that. There should be enough room where you are off the street. Every house. It should be enough to have a big yard and good size lot and quite a bit of distance between you and your neighbor. Doesn't happen no more. Doesn't happen. You don't believe me? Go into cities like Birmingham, Alabama, New York City, Chicago, L.A., Detroit, Flint, Michigan. Crowded. Go out in the county in St. Clair County, Michigan. You'll see the farmland is not that big anymore. You'll see it's dwindling even in southern Michigan. Alabama farmland is getting smaller and smaller. This is reality fact. I'm giving you a reality check, my friends, because we're allowing these people to infiltrate the United States of America and to be bullies over us. To put us, the Christians and non-Christians, down. Because they want control, want to rule. And if they don't do it, they'll do it by violence. And that's not going to work. It's because we, the American people, got to stand up for our rights and take back this here United States of America again. You can bet our forefathers are very disappointed in us, what we've become today. You can rest assured that they are disappointed, turning over in their grave at what we've allowed. No longer marriages, man to woman. But it's becoming same-sex marriages. Marriage was sacred and holy. And what a mockery they have made of the institute. What a mockery has become. My friends, even the transgenders that can create and believe in it's okay to dress a boy as a girl. And a girl as a boy. If you don't like me speaking the truth, LGBT movement, repent. Quit trying to change the Bible to benefit yourselves. Quit trying to create confusion, uproars of the United States. I pray for this nation. I pray for the people, and I pray for our leaders to change their ways. You know, I'm reminded of what former Texas Governor Rick Perry stood for. A man who wanted to put back into United States law that the Supreme Court justices were to be elected by the people, the way it used to be. No taxes, which the tax system was created in that under in World War I, it was created. In World War II, we didn't have no taxes we had to pay then. We didn't depend on stocks of Wall Street gambling our monetary profits away. But during the Civil War, each state had its own banking system, accepted in each and every other state. That's truth. If Alabama had his own currency, he went to Georgia. He's allowed to spend in Georgia. If he went to California, he's allowed to spend it. It's accepted there. Maybe we need to go back there. Here we have, what happened to the issue we used to focus in on wanting to bring the national debt down? So-called President Barack Obama raised the national debt in highest of any president in the United States history. Lied to the American people. First him to go in and kiss the Arab temple. You don't believe me? Look up on YouTube. It's reality. All that was over the news. The most lyingest president in the United States history was Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. You don't believe me about Bill Clinton? He brought the terrorists over here. The same ones that attacked the World Trade Center. It's plain black and white print. Democrats and Republicans, independents alike, on that committee, the 9/11 committee, who's responsible for the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Centers, the Pentagon, what was to be the intended plane headed to the White House that went down in the field of Pennsylvania. The same one. Bill Clinton brought him in here. Trained him in Arizona, New York, New Jersey, California, Texas, Florida. In fact, the 9/11 Commission founded the ringleader for the 9/11 attack, Zachariah Massala, was caught at the United States border trying to cross into Washington State from Canada with a bunch of explosives headed for the Los Angeles International Airport. 9/11 Commission founded this out. It's black and white print, folks. Available at your library. Read it. Bill Clinton, it was not his budget. All the jobs were created from. It's President Ronald Reagan, friends. And first President George Bush. And it's George W. H. Bush. Now, why couldn't we organize the military when they're with those ISIS and bring them down, just like we did in Desert Storm. Saddam Hussein and his forces, who at that time was the fourth largest army in the world, went and invaded the tiny nation of Kuwait. Here we united more than 500,000 troops for that operation. Whipped them in 6 days. 6 days, or less, that war was over. Constantly bombing them, and then we sent ground troops in there. While the bombing still went on, we made the mistake in that war of not going on into Baghdad and taking them. Made the mistake of not going into Afghanistan, which bordered with them, and knocking out Osama bin Laden. That's the only mistake we made. My friends, if you don't believe me, it's been Democrats throughout history that's got us into war. John Kennedy, Vietnam. Read it. Read all about it. It's history. Sent 5,000 troops in there in 1962 to what was to be a police action, and training the South Vietnamese against the North Vietnamese. But we wound up sending more and more troops in there. Even Lyndon Johnson continued it. It took President Richard Nixon to negotiate a peace and get our troops home to end that war. Here we have been fighting, sending troops. How many of you knew that we had troops into Syria? Here it is, the Russians back in the Syrian regime who massacres people every day by gassing them to death. You dang right, I'm upset. I'm fighting upset about this. The world is at a crisis. The world is in trouble unless we change it. It takes one person with the idea to change it. One person, my friends. That's all it takes to change it. One person. Now, think about it. Who are the American people? It's us, the majority that was here to begin with. Granted, Native American Indians were here first, and the whites came and took his land away. Forced them to march on the Trail of Tears, killing thousands upon thousands of Indian tribes from the Cherokee, especially of the Cherokee. It's history, my friends. All just to relocate them into Oklahoma and other states on reservations. Not to allow them to live freely on their lands. Now, horrible crime was committed. Until this day, the federal government still refuses to apologize for much atrocities that they committed. And again, guess what? It was controlled by. And then, what is known as today the Democrat Party, which was known by another name at that time. Now, my friends, I'm for conservatism. I'm for building that wall. Let's give President Trump, let's call our congressman and tell him, back President Donald Trump. Let's stop the border. Let's stop and think better security for the United States of America. Stop the immigration of the illegal immigrants to come in here. Let's stop it. If we want to shoot the stars to the moon, let's do so. But let's do so as a joined United States of American peoples. I may sound radical, but I am proud. I am a Republican. Republicans might have been once a rich man's party, but no longer is. It's a poor man's party. Democrats are the billionaire's party, controlled by the World Bank. Bankrolled by millionaires like Oprah Winfrey, who got Obama elected. If the political action committee had done their job, stepped in and stopped Oprah Winfrey, he wouldn't have been elected, my friends, because nobody had ever heard of him. How'd he get in this country? His grandmother living in King is. And funny questions about that. I wish we could take him out of the history books. I wish we could have. He shouldn't be in history books. The single most worst president in the United States was one Donald Trump had preceded as president of the United States. And that was Barack Obama, number one. Number two was Bill Clinton. Number three, Jimmy Carter. Number four, John F. Kennedy. Number five, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Worst presidents in United States history. Study what Franklin Delano Roosevelt done, my friends. Didn't deserve his rating for presidency what he did. A dictator nominating the presidency for 12 years and knowing he had polio from get-go should have not been president. But he got rid of it. He tried starving the nation of Japan to death by putting a food and oil embargo on them, which is cruel. Roosevelt should have been tried for war crimes. Now, John Kennedy should have been tried for war crimes. Jimmy Carter gave away everything that the United States built and died building for. The Panama Canal. He broke the trust of Taiwan in the United States by giving it back to China. Taiwan was once a free nation, today governed by China, threatened by China constantly. And at the same time, the British gave away Hong Kong and Singapore, the largest income for Wall Street in that region. Was Singapore and Hong Kong. Now, today, under Chinese rule, my friends, the single largest, most populated country in the world, China. Here we let the Chinese threaten us and bully us. Here we let Canada's got a prime minister. It's a bag of down. That's what he is. Justin Trudeau. A lying brain. Nothing like his father. Pierre Trudeau. And doesn't deserve to be leader of Canada. And yet, it's the Liberals of Canada who changed the standard metric system. And Canada is taught English. Like here on the news, you'll hear on CTV, the newscaster saying, was carried to hospital for 5 days. That doesn't make sense. doesn't make sense. The proper way to use it, that they're doing now, was carried to a local hospital where he was admitted and kept for 5 days. That's the proper way to read it, because the days are plural, not singular. Whoever would go and kind of use the centimeters can't do it correctly. Give temperature Fahrenheit, which is a great way. They do it by Celsius. We hardly use the metric system in our daily use. There's so many provinces in Canada have towns in them that want to go back to the standard measurement. And some have. Some of them are in Quebec province. Some are in Ontario province. Some in Manitoba. Some in Alberta and British Columbia. Well, you, my friend, what a shame this world has become. Shame on it. Shame on especially the United States for electing these Democrats who don't want to bring about a wall of security that will stop the immigrants from coming into the United States. Shame on them. You can get this right. If it wasn't for Congress holding it up, our government wouldn't be shut down. The Democrats in Congress volunteering because they want their want. They want to spend it on other programs. So they can get pocket the money and get richer. Well, they want to bring down a good president. That the voice of the American people making, trying to block the firing of a special prosecutor appointed by them, who was once a Democrat, and he's in a scandal with the Bank of Britain. Check it out. It's fact. I saw it on Facebook not long ago. That the special prosecutor is hiding things and doesn't tell the truth to the United States Congress himself of what he's done. The American people need to speak up and firing. Call Congress and say, hey, if you don't do what we say because we're the bosses, and you, the American people, have a right to a recall election. Recall. Tell them we'll recall them if they don't do as we say. That we'll fire them. My friends, let's join in this. Let's let our words become action. And our action become us, the people's taking, being the government. The government is supposed to be a government of the peoples, by the people, for the people, not a government of the government, for the government. Government's not supposed to rule government. It's people who are supposed to rule Congress. I'm ashamed that we have Democrat Socialists of America in the United States House of Representatives present, and one from Michigan. We ought to be ashamed. Dearborn, Michigan was once an automobile factory. None, hardly of all of Arabic people living there. Today, Dearborn is the single most infested Arabic speaking people in the United States of America. Dearborn, Michigan. Think about it, my friends. Here we need to pass laws to change that they get rid of those turbines or whatever you want to call them, the towels around their head, and those gowns they wear, the men and the women, covering their face and wearing them beards. If you're going to come to America, be American, get rid of the old slavery ways of those old countries. Be American. Be free. Don't carry on your old traditions here in the United States. Not wanted here. Not wanted. My friends, and we can do this peacefully, not violently. And I do not support violence. I support peaceful ways transitioning the United States of America to bring back America for what it was. Today we are not respected. We are the most single-handedly infested country in the world. The most simple. Is it going to take a, as the Japanese one said, Admiral Yamamoto? As he once said, I'm afraid we have awoken a sleeping giant. And that was said the very day that Pearl Harbor was attacked. Now, my friends, are we going to be America awoken in a rude awakening? Caught by surprise? We need to stand guard and rise up from the ashes. Us, Americans, the majority that were here before the Arabic population came and tried to divide our nation. And the Me Too movement ran up 30, 40 years ago. Forget that. You need to get over the past. Make be in civil court where it belongs. Now, my friends, I've spoken my mind, heart, and soul. I know I'm going to have people who disagree with me. I'm going to have people who agree with me, too. I know the majority of the United States of America will agree. Let's come together as Republicans and bipartisan to stand and build our wall. Let's stop the bullying of the United States of America. The radicals we have become. Let's take back our jurisdiction with strong arms of power. Not arms of war or machines to take government back, nor violence. But let us speak our voices. Once it was said that the pen's mightier than the sword. Well, let's do it. Why you fear? Stop fearing and get rid of the fear. Let's cast it back to where it belongs, and that's to the devil. Let's make our land pure again. Pure, as American as it can be. Let's pass tougher laws against the Arabics wearing what they wear. Let's stop the kneeling at football games and rise to salute and honor our American flag and our troops and men and women in combat overseas, protecting our freedom and dying for it. I'm ashamed that football players kneel at football games with their hand on their chest.